I'm Dan Klefstad. More than 5 million COVID-19 tests have been conducted in Illinois. The COVID Tracking Project notes only four other states reached this milestone. They are California, New York, Texas, and Florida. Monday, the Illinois Department of Public Health reported 1,477 new cases and 7 additional deaths. In other news, ComEd and Ameren Illinois can again send shutoff notices to customers, which had been halted for months during the pandemic. Governor J.B. Pritzker says his administration is working with utilities to give people more time to pay. Mary Hansen reports.
Some customers and community activists are calling for a continued ban on utility disconnections during the COVID-19 pandemic. Pritzker says he wants people to know there's a limit to what the state can order businesses to do.
So we're trying very hard to look for ways to kind of balance these interests. We'll continue to do that with the utilities as well.
The statewide ban on utility shutoffs ended in July. Ameren and ComEd opted to extend it through last week, and 5 other companies extended the ban through the end of the month. The state agency that oversees private utilities recently sent a letter calling on the companies to voluntarily decide not to shut off anyone's electricity, gas, or water through next spring. I'm Mary Hansen.
The Illinois State Board of Elections is shifting money to give local election authorities access to more funds to prepare for November's election in the midst of a pandemic. The board approved reallocating $4 million Monday. Board Chairman Charles Schultz says that money could be used for recruiting election judges, installing ballot drop boxes, or for cleaning supplies.
We don't want to hold anything back. We got to do whatever it takes to get this election conducted.
Some county clerks told the board they're still having a hard time getting people to sign up to be an election judge. The Justice Department awarded nearly $16 million to Illinois agencies to fight domestic abuse. The money comes from the Violence Against Women Act. The funding is going to 19 community agencies from Chicago to the Illinois suburbs of St. Louis. Congress adopted the law 26 years ago. Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth say it is intended to prevent, combat, and investigate sexual assault and violence against women and support critical services. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. College football is coming to Carbondale. SIU and SEMO have agreed to play each other at Saluki Stadium next month. Saluki's head coach Nick Hill says he and Red Hawk head coach Tom Matukowicz began to realize this could happen when the NCAA allowed teams playing this spring to hold fall practices.
Coach Tuke and I talk, and if we were going to have practice, have inter-squad scrimmages, and do those things, then we might as well play each other.
Hill says he believes players are safer with each other.
We've seen, even here, if we've had someone test positive, it hasn't come from this building. It's come from large gatherings, off the field.
Both schools resumed full team practices yesterday. Saluki Athletics is working on a reduced capacity seating plan and other measures that could allow season ticket holders and students to attend the game. Details will be announced later. Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. on Friday, October 23rd. After a weekend of protests against postponing many fall high school sports, Governor J.B. Pritzker again defended the decision. He says looking to college and the NFL, it isn't a fair comparison because they are doing more testing, cleaning, and quarantining. Carbondale police are investigating gunshots being fired late Sunday night. At about 10 o'clock, officers responded to the area of South Wall and East Mill Streets in reference to a report of shots fired. They learned several shots were fired in the 200 block of North Wall Street, causing damage to a residence. A white vehicle was seen fleeing south on North Wall Street at a high rate of speed. A few moments later, shots were fired between the occupants of the white vehicle and occupants of a black Dodge Charger in the 700 block of South Wall Street. No injuries have been reported, and there's no suspect information at this time. Anyone with information about the incident should contact Carbondale Police Department or Crime Stoppers at 618-549-COPS.